Van Leuven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience in the senior care industry share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes, so let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Bridget Skelton, and I'm a registered nurse with CareVita Senior Care Management, and I'm actually the Vice President of Business Development for CareVita. So we provide services for in-home care as well as an assisted living management company.
And where are you located?
We're located out of Roswell, Georgia, but we serve most counties in Georgia, but our focus is the Atlanta metro area and surrounding counties.
Got it. Awesome. And what is the best thing about serving aging adults?
Oh gosh, you know, I get asked this question a lot, and it's hard to actually come up with just one reason, but you know, right now we're serving a lot of the greatest generation. I just love hearing their stories, you know, of their childhood, learning from them. And then of course my passion is nursing. And so anytime that I can give back to those that have served us, that's always an honor.
It is. And we have so much to learn from them. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about online marketing. I ask this question to everybody because it's very interesting to get kind of a perspective on where people are. And we've had so many different answers. So I hear from other senior service providers that marketing online can be challenging. I know it's ever changing. Sometimes it's confusing. What has been your experience or your thoughts?
You know, back in March, obviously when we transitioned and the shutdown happened, we really were thinking, you know, this is going to really impact our business negatively. But we had a lot of things in place, like our Facebook and our website, that really helped keep our business going. So I think we saw everything that we had anticipated for the coming years for digital and online really kind of come forward a lot quicker. And we were so thankful that we had, our website and our Facebook page and had really been utilizing those sources for digital marketing because we were able to keep in contact with referral sources and our influencer groups.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that a lot of people sort of were catapulted, like it or not, into more of the online space because that's what we were kind of limited to at the moment. But yeah. That in-person networking, you know, the importance of that will never go away, and hopefully we'll be back to that. But I do agree with you that having some of those things in place now will also be a good measure for, you know, this coronavirus hasn't, you know, gone away yet, and it may rear its ugly head in more places over time, or something else might happen. So having that good online presence, I think you're right. This is a good time to get it together if you haven't already. Okay. Next question, back to your wisdom. I would imagine that in your life, in your career, there have been organizations out there or people who have been inspirations to you. You really love the way they operate, or mentors to you. Is there anybody you'd like to talk about, or any organization that just, you know, blows your mind and you really love working with them?
Absolutely. So, of course, the Alzheimer's Association has been a wonderful association for us. You know, we participate in the walk every year, and we love, you know, what they do to raise awareness for Alzheimer's. As a company, CareVita, our owner, Beth Casey, she's actually just remarkable. She's the reason that I wanted to join CareVita, and her passion for dementia care and being a dementia care specialist. She's been a personal mentor of mine for a number of years. And then, of course, our assisted living partners that partner with us each and every day. I came from an assisted living background, and so I have several mentors in that industry. But one in particular, Arlene Hsu, who is a geriatric nurse practitioner. And she is an assisted living operator, but she comes from a place of service and a place of giving to others. And she really has taught me so much in my career. And so she's definitely an inspiration to me.
Awesome. I love it that you're the owner of the business, Beth. You said Beth Casey. I love it that you said she's definitely an inspiration to you. It's always wonderful to love where you work and to grow in that role and to, you know, have people around you, I say, well, who are smarter? I have people around me that are way smarter than me. So that helps me all the time. So yeah, thank you for talking about those folks, because I know they'll appreciate it, and we can use all the resources we can get. So thank you. What piece of advice would you give to other senior care providers?
You know, I think really to be genuine. If you are in this industry for the right reasons, then things fall into place, because at the end of the day, we are here to help people. We're here to help families navigate the healthcare system, find the best solution for them, whether it be in-home care or assisted living care, or even just navigate resources that are needed for them. So I think come from a place of being genuine, and actually, you know, from a sales and marketing perspective, have that integrity and the good follow-up and follow-through. That is the most important thing that I have found in my career.
Thank you. You're right about all those things. Genuine and having that integrity and honesty really speaks volumes, especially in the space of helping seniors and their families. I mean, it's a very emotional time for everybody, and so having those qualities is definitely a plus. Okay, my last question is supposed to be a fun one. When you have a win in life or in business, it could be a graduation, a birthday, it could be a family that's super happy. How do you like to celebrate?
You know, we have a big blended family, and so we love family trips and all to get and get-togethers. But, you know, obviously during the past few months, those things have been limited. So we've been really enjoying getting out in nature. We've been camping more and trying to find other ways to celebrate. So I would say just, you know, staying active, that helps, and to just bring that joy to one another, and being together as a family is how we like to celebrate. And then for our business side, we always love to celebrate, you know, those special moments and give, you know, shout outs on Facebook and make people feel good. So we use social media a lot of times to celebrate the accomplishments of others.
That's great. Yeah, it's important to share with the world all of your successes and your amazing caregivers who are so brave and people who are out there doing great things. So yeah. Thank you very much for that. You did a great job with our interview. I appreciate you being on the show and sharing your wisdom with us. That's what this is all about, is to help all of us help each other be better stewards of our resources and know more about who's out there and how we can do better serving our seniors. So thank you.
All right. Thank you.